The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, special broadcast today, Radiation 101. James Todd's with us. And Mark in Missouri is with us, and he had some additional questions from hour number one. Mark, please continue.
Another thing is that John F. Kennedy, he found out that Ben-Gurion was stealing weapons-grade fuel, and it was right before the Kennedy assassination. John F. Kennedy was supposed to go to Israel, Palestine, with a team of specialists because he found out the Zionist Jews had been stealing this weapons-grade fuel from our nuclear power plants to build atomic bombs. And it wasn't too long after that, that he was assassinated.
James, do you have a response to that?
I have no knowledge of that. This is the first I've heard of it. In response to your other question on a radiation detector, you might consider a CDV 717 detector. The advantage of that particular one is if you have to deal with a nuclear bomb, you can, it's got a 25-foot cable that separates the meter from the actual sensor. And so you could put the sensor outside of your shelter and read the values from inside the shelter. And so that would be a possibility. And you need to remember that all radiation meters are not calibrated, and that you have to, you probably need to go to capital K14U.com to arrange to have your meter calibrated. Just because it's a new meter doesn't mean that it's calibrated. And so that would be a thought on that. As far as John F. Kennedy, I know a little bit about him, but I'd never heard about the deal with the Israelis. So I can't comment on that. I don't know anything.
Yeah. Mark in Missouri.
The other comment that I had, too, was, all these things that are coming at once is like a road, eight roads meeting together in a circle. And it's called the Day of the Lord. And there's extinction-level events that are happening, that have been happening on our planet, and that are going to continue, and that are going to ramp up. But this is why it's called the Day of the Lord, because it's like you got eight different roads meeting at an intersection, and all these things are coming together at once.
Mark, I have a comment about the radiation detection unit that James Todd was talking about, is CDV-717. I happen to have that same unit. I bought it many, many years ago, probably close to 20 or more years ago. Currently, it's available for $95 on eBay. And you can also call Craig Douglas. His contact information is at usapreparers.com on the instructors tab. And he has probably one of the largest supplies of radiation detection equipment from the civil defense era in the country. I got equipment from him at the expos, and you may want to contact him as well. That's Craig Douglas, and his phone number and contact information is right there on the website. Anything else we can help you with, Mark?
No, I just was wanting to make you know, that I do, the scripture does make it very clear that Russia and China are going to attack America. It's been prophesied by the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah. It's not a question. It's going to happen. But we just have to, you know, we have to be prepared for that day.
All righty. Hey, thanks for your call.
Okay.
James Todd, we're talking about myths. Are there other myths that we should be aware of?
Well, there's actually several myths that was outlined. I never had very many myths in my own experience because I pretty well knew what was going on. I've been studying lots of stuff, and I have a large library, and so I get most of my information from there. The myth is that once the radiation hits, why, you won't be able to grow any food, you won't be able to do anything. If it was 1,000 Rentgens an hour when the bomb hit, in 48 hours it would be down to less than 500. And then in 2 hours it would be 480 Rentgens according to this chart I've got. And then down 7 hours later it would be about 100 Rentgens an hour. And then 43 Rentgens an hour in 14 hours. And then after 48 hours, it would be 10 Rentgens an hour. And so it drops down, and that was what I was talking about. It drops down quite a bit. As far as myths, well, the main myth is that people just don't, it's a technical subject, and people don't really worry much about it. They think that you got to have a huge amount of shielding to protect you from the radiation. And what they do is they have a scale that most people work with that half thickness of a material reduces by half the dosage rate that passes through it. It's not going to stop it, but if you have 3.6 inches of compacted earth, why, half of the gamma rays are not going to go through that. But there's still a lot of them will go through, so you need another 3.6 inches of earth. And if you have a total of 18 inches of packed earth, why, you're pretty much gotten rid of everything but maybe one gamma ray out of a whole bunch of them. And so the protection factor for 18 inches of earth would be a protection factor of 32. And so that works pretty good. So there's people that just really don't realize the situation. I've read in several other publications by the government about, no one talks about this, what about your cattle and what about your land, your growing land? No one talks about that. Well, if you can bring the cattle into a barn where the radiation doesn't land on their backs and doesn't land on them, well, they're not going to get beta burns from beta radiation, which is a big plus. And so you can, that very fact that you bring them into the barn could help the longevity of your cattle, even if you didn't have a totally secure shelter for them, that would help. And, of course, the other thing would be if you could, after the radiation was not too bad, after a week, if you could get back out there and hose them all down, any dust or radioactive material, get it off of their back, that would, any way you could go to remove as much as you could would help you. And as far as growing crops, I don't know how many people know about a bottom plow. A bottom plow will turn up the soil from really deep. And if you have a bottom plow, you can, the radiation that's fell to the ground, a lot of times you can make your land growable again by just simply running a bottom plow through there, and very carefully turning up the soil that's down below that is not contaminated with radioactive material to the top so that you can start to grow plants again. But it takes a lot of power. It takes bottom plow is really hard to pull, and so you've got to have a pretty good tractor to pull bottom plow. And you wouldn't be able to do that for quite a while until the infrastructure was at least partially back where you could get fuel if you didn't have enough fuel to run the tractor. So that would be a problem. But there are ways to circumvent things. One of the big problems is that you get in one of these shelters, and what kind of light are you going to have? Well, if you burn kerosene or gasoline or any of those kinds of fuels, well, you're going to have a problem with carbon monoxide. And one of the ways that's very simple that you can create a light that will be very inexpensive that will burn for quite a while is get you a fruit jar and fill it half full of cooking oil and then make you a wick of a little less than an eighth of an inch, not more than an eighth of an inch in diameter, and then take your little pieces of screen wire and wrap around the wick to keep it solid, and then take your two nails that are not quite as long as the diameter of the fruit jar, tie them together in the middle, and tie your wick in the middle of the nails, and it will sink the bottom of your wick down to the bottom of your jar, and you're in business. You've now got you a light. Well, it won't produce much light that way, but you can take aluminum foil, which is another thing you need to have quite a bit of besides the other things, and you can put it around the bottom of it and around one side of it, and it will reflect the light and increase the value of the light that you get from it. And you can actually read from one of these, is what they've been telling me. You can actually read from one. And that's one of the things. You can also make you a radiation detector by using a 28-ounce can. And the only one that I know of that's 28 ounces is tomato sauce. And they list in this other book that I've been looking at, one of them, that tells you how to build a shelter, how to make one of those detectors with normal household items. So that's another thing.
James, what is the name of that book?
Nuclear War Survival Skills. And it's a part of the Red Dog Nuclear Survival Series, and this is Volume 3.
Nuclear War
Nuclear
Survival
War.
Skills.
Yeah, and it's really good. It tells how you can do it if you're a farmer and don't have much money, how you can actually build yourself a shelter.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
James Todd's with us. Radiation 101. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's James Todd's with us, and we're talking about Radiation 101. We're going to get to do-it-yourself shelters in just a second. Bob in Michigan, you're on with James Todd. Welcome.
Hi. You had mentioned a model CD 717, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, Victorine. Victorine makes one, CDV-717, correct.
Right. I happen to have picked up something similar. It's a model 750-5. And I wonder if he had any comments on that. It says it's a radiological dosimeter charger.
Oh, it's a dosimeter charger.
Yeah.
So you have little cylindrical monitors that stick in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what that is that's a personal device. It's really not used to measure background radiation. What it is those dosimeters can be zeroed out in that charger. Now, I've got two of them with four dosimeters for each charger. So I have eight of them altogether. And what you do is you zero out your dosimeter in the charger. There's a procedure for that. And then you put that in your shirt pocket, which is probably the best place, so that it's close to your heart. And you wear that to give you the total dose of radiation you personally are receiving. It's not the background radiation or the radiation around you, but it's what you're actually receiving. Mm-hmm. And so then after a day or so, however how long you want to do it, but then you need to have a piece of paper. And you need to write down the date when you put it in and the date when you read it. and you read it, and then you zero it again, and then you put it back in your pocket for another period of time so that you can keep track of the total dose of radiation that you're receiving. And it's recommended that you avoid receiving more than 100 Rentgens on the total dose on the thing if you can help it. 100 Rentgens a week, I think, is what they recommend. No more than 100 Rentgens a week. And if it's only 4 or 5 Rentgens a day, you're probably not going to get sick or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that allows you to actually record your dose. And that and radiation badges are standard equipment in areas where you work with radioactive material.
Mm-hmm. So these are reusable, more or less.
Oh, yes, it is. It's good to keep good records with it, though. And so most of us would zero it every day, and we would record in the book how many Rentgens we'd been exposed to the previous day.
Yeah.
And then we'd zero it and put it back in our pocket and go the next day.
Yeah.
Bob, did you say that you have a model CDV750?
Yeah.
Okay, I have one of those.
Jordan model 750-5.
Okay, I have in my hand right now one that I keep in the studio. Now, mine is a Bendix dosimeter charger, okay? And it's a square box about an inch and a half deep, inch and a half thick, if you will. It's got a knob. And it has a charging contact. Now, that is just the device to reset the dosimeter. That doesn't do anything by itself. You need to have one of these dosimeters that the charger resets.
Right.
So you just have half of the...
No. I have both.
Okay. So the other half is kind of a cylinder about 4 inches long. And mine is a Bendix... looks like a CDV-138,
mm-hmm.
which is a very sensitive scale. It's in the Miller Rentgen scale.
Oh, yeah.
And I keep it in the studio, and it just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing, and it's off the scale now, just from what I guess would be background radiation, right?
Yeah. And background radiation is increasing. And so what did they do? The government, in their infinite wisdom, said, well, we think the higher background radiation is fine.
Yeah. Well, so we'll reset what we consider normal background radiation. Bob, thank you so much for your call. Was there anything else?
Well, one other question I wanted to run. I can hold.
Okay. Stay with us through the break, and then after your question, Bob, we're going to get into do-it-yourself shelters, how to build one with James Todd. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Radiation 101, James Todd's with us. Bob, in Michigan, you've got one last question.
Speaking of radiation, what's his opinion on dental x-rays? I mean, every time you go to a dentist, the first thing they want to do is x-ray your head. But they always claim, oh, it's safe. It's very low level. But is it accumulated? And what's the danger of that, if any?
Okay. James?
Okay. X-rays are lower energy than gamma rays. And X-rays are actually created by a special type of lamp that emits the X-rays. And basically, most of the dentist offices now use a much lower level than they used to when they first had X-rays. And so they're pretty, they are quite low level. Are they cumulative? Well, you have to understand what X-rays do when they hit you. So what can they do? Well, they're basically a high energy wave, and the most that they can do is sometimes they will break your DNA in a particular cell. They'll sever that DNA spiral. But typically, if you don't hit, you don't have a lot of X-ray, why then what is severed in your cell of your body comes back together and repairs itself, because the good Lord made our body very self-resilient and very repairable. And so if you don't get hit with a lot of radiation, if your DNA in your cells get broken in more than one place, well, then you got trouble. But if it's a low-level dose, why, typically, the body will just, if you happen to have an X-ray hit DNA or an RNA in your cell, why, typically it'll break one spot and it'll just come back together on its own and repair itself. And so there will be no problem. And so that's the reason that, but it doesn't stay around. It's not like an alpha or a beta particle or something that you swallow. It doesn't stay around. And so it's a one-time thing. Whatever damage you get is when the X-ray actually hits you. It's an energy wave. And once it's hit you, whatever damage is being done is done right then. And it isn't residual, and it doesn't, it's not cumulative or anything. An X-ray is not. And so if they keep it at a low level, as I say, most of the time, it just simply, it may by sheer chance hit a DNA or an RNA molecule and sever it in a spot, and it'll float around in the cell a little bit, and typically it comes back together and heals itself, and you have no problem. But, yeah, if you got hit with high-energy X-rays, a lot of them hitting your body, why, it would do damage. You're correct there, but it's not going to be continuing to do damage after you leave the dentist office or something. It's just going to be whatever happens right there.
Okay, so
yeah, and
you're fairly safe maybe if you only see a dentist once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Wow,
and,
once or twice a year.
Well, typically they recommend twice a year to get your teeth cleaned, but you can always tell them that you don't want to have dental X-rays, but not more than once a year. Don't pay for dental X-rays twice a year, is my opinion. The most recent, the most X-rays that they can get is once a year, and they need to first probe your teeth and see if there's soft places or if there's a reason to get a full mouth X-ray. And a lot of times you can just have them, just tell them, well, the problem areas are in my molars, or which is where most of the problem areas are, is in your molars or grinding teeth, and tell them, well, if you think that you've got a problem, I've got a problem over there, why, you X-ray that part, but you don't have to X-ray my whole mouth.
Wow.
Bob, that is exactly the advice. I agree with James Todd. That's what I do. And once a year, twice a year, absolutely not. I don't do that. If I get my teeth X-rayed every couple of years, that is a lot. And if there is an X-ray, it's not a full mouth X-ray. It's exactly what James Todd said. It's probing, find a potential soft spot, and that is the area of the X-ray. And I tell them I just can't afford to lose any more brain cells. That's as simple as I can put it, because the brain has a limited capacity for regeneration. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, how many people do you know that say, boy, I drank too much, killed too many brain cells?
Yeah.
I'm serious. That's what they say, because it's hard to get them to grow back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob, thanks for your call.
Okay.
James Todd, let's build that do-it-yourself shelter. And let's talk about this for just a second. Basements. You know, X radiation is, gamma radiation, straight line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you go into the basement, and the blast is 25 miles away, the curvature of the Earth is going to put you down 6 feet below the blast, if the blast is at ground zero, right at ground level. Well, And who's to say that it would be at ground level? Because a lot of blasts are above the ground, right? Like the bombs that we let loose on Japan, they were detonated above ground level, several hundred feet, right?
Yep.
So basement is the best place to be if you've got one, right?
Well, it is, except that the blast itself, you're correct. But the problem is when the fallout falls, it will fall on the roof of your house. It'll fall on the ground outside your house, outside your basement and everything. And so whatever is emitting gamma radiation will not be just from the blast. It will be from also the fallout particles will be emitting gamma rays. And so the best thing to do is if you've got a basement, what you do is on the first floor of your house, you just simply, all those fine books that you read, you just move those over the area of the basement where you're going to be, and a mass, any kind of mass, books or anything that you, or heavy furniture or anything that you can put over the top of where you're going to be in the basement is going to help shield you, because mass counts in shielding from radioactive particles. And so you would need to do that. And or you could take your chest or drawers, and you could fill the drawers with soil and set them above or around to protect you from radiation. Or you could just use anything that you've got that you can create mass between you and the radiation outside.
And when you talk about mass, James Todd, one way to define mass is, well, more mass is the heavier something is for its volume, the more mass it has, right?
That's correct. Of course, if you, so if you have lead, why, lead would be the best because you wouldn't have to have very much of it.
So the heavier something is for its physical size, the more mass it has. So a ball of lead or a cannonball versus a balloon that's filled with air, the cannonball or the lead ball would have more mass for its size than a balloon.
But you just have to use what you've got available, and most people have got dirt available, so they can use that. Most a lot of people have books available. A lot of people have heavy furniture. They have anything that's got some mass that they can put between them and the radiation that they're going to be exposed to is going to help. And basically, most people are just going to have to use whatever they have available and use their mind to figure out what they can use.
So let's plan and make sure that we have some kind of a shelter in place. Now, for those who have a basement, James Todd, do you recommend, you know, a lot of basements have these window wells to let light in. Do you recommend that we put, you know, like a dirt berm around those to so that this straight line radiation doesn't come flying through the window so we have more mass in front of the window, not covering the window, but another barrier around the window, like another little berm outside?
Well, my recommendation would be to the part of the basement where I would be wanting to be located would be an area where there isn't any window wells. Typically, the ground level changes, and where there's no window wells would be where I would hold up, and I would get me maybe a couple of doors and put them across a stack of books or something, and then put stuff above the doors like any kind of mass I could, and I'd have that close to where my food is and where my water is. And I would try and locate everything in one corner of the basement so that you've got dirt on at least two walls, and so now you only have to worry about shielding the other two and the top. And so make it as small and compact as you can, and yet be roomy enough that you don't go stir crazy in the 14 days you may have to spend there.
And so be concerned about light, and maybe you'd like to have some LED lighting. And by the way, class, if you go to usapreparedness.com, usapreparedness.com, there's a little pop-up that shows up, and if you'd like to be part of the newsletter alert, it says that it's a club. What we're going to try to do is alert you to things that we find that we believe you should know about communication should we somehow disappear from the airwaves. And I'm not saying that that's planned. it just could happen. There could be something that happens that takes us off the air. And if you want to stay in touch with us, and if you want to learn about the things that we're working on, and we're working on them every day, including this morning, I was on with Miles, Joey, and Ed from UserSite before the broadcast. We are working very diligently, very hard to make sure that we provide you the best information, training, and survival updates that we can. It's in progress, and we're also talking about tools. We're talking about training, information. We're going to get you as much information as we can and help you buy at the lowest prices. That is the plan. So if you want to sign up for it, please do. That's what it's for. And that information doesn't go anywhere except for USA Prepares purposes. James Todd, let's build a do-it-yourself shelter right now. Six guys, what do? We've got shovels, picks, and we've got determination to build a shelter. Where do we build it? What do?
Well, there's several types of shelters. Depends on where you're at is what you need, whether you need a blast shelter or a regular shelter. The simplest one is the trench shelter.
Yep, a trench shelter, and we'll talk about that as soon as we come back. So, class, stay tuned, and please share this broadcast with friends and family. It's something that you need to know about, and you need to think about it in advance. Maybe have a meeting with your family at dinner time or several dinner times. Talk about what you're going to do, where you're going to place your books, where you're going to go, and that central point where you stay safe.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I'm looking at veteranstoday.com. Radiation count, counts per minute, okay? It's all over the country. Here's a sample. Miami, Florida, 360 times normal. Little Rock, Arkansas, 301 times normal. San Diego, California, 277 times normal. And normal would be normal background radiation. Louisville, Kentucky, 227. Billings, Montana, 200. If you think that your area is okay, it's not. It's not. If you live in the United States, Massachusetts, 211. Tucson, Arizona, 212. El Paso, Texas, 217. Memphis, Tennessee, 220. Spokane, Washington, 224. Okay? It's all over the country. So you need to be prepared, and it's getting worse. James Todd, the shelters, what else do we do?
Well, in order to make the shelters, there's a few devices. One of the things is you have to realize that bare soil makes things very damp and uncomfortable in a shelter. If you're digging a trench and you're going to be in the hole, foxholes weren't wonderful. And so what they recommend is that you line your shelter with plastic or bed sheets or whatever you can come up with. And the neat concept that goes through all these shelters, that because I have limited time, is that you need a foot and a half. The standard shelter is about 5 foot by 5 foot, and you need a foot and a half for every additional person. And so what they do is you cut poles that are, if you're going to have a 5 foot wide trench, you cut poles that are 7 foot. And then the small end of the pole has to be at least 3 inches in diameter. And you lay those across so that you have a foot of a pole on each side, and then you put plastic or something over the top of the poles, and then you put your dirt on, a layer of dirt in the center. But then you run plastic over the top of that layer of dirt in the center, and then you pile more dirt on, and if it's 5 foot, you put 2.5 foot of dirt totally over the trench. But you mound it in, like a dome, and it ends up an engineering technique is in play where the dome effect of the compacted dirt causes the weight of the dirt to be transferred to the edges, the outside. And they show that in the book that I've been reading, and I think that it would probably work. The other thing that a lot of people don't think about is you don't know that there's going to be a nuclear attack tomorrow or nothing. And so what you do is you get together and you make your materials, get your materials ready and everything, and just stack them over somewhere and don't even build anything. And then if the time comes that you need to have a shelter, then you dig out the materials from your materials list, and you go to work and you build that sucker. And you don't worry about it until you actually need it. But the problem is with digging holes and building shelters is that not every strip of ground will work for you. There are some places in the world where you can't dig very well at all because it's rock. And the other thing is, you want to make sure you never dig under trees or anything flammable, because you don't want to have a fire right close to your shelter, because that may cause smoke or other gases to come in your shelter. And last but not least, when you make your shelter, you need to have a form of a ventilation. And they show how to make a flap of about 36 inches by about 25, I believe, square, and they use little pieces of material that they attach with wires every inch and a half or 2 inches. And so when you pull a cord in the center, well, you cause air to come in and go out, or the air to come in, and you have another exit place. And it's all made by hand. It's all made by the people that are involved.
Let's see if we can get some information on the website in the next couple of weeks about this. James Todd, this was 101. I can see that we've got to do way more than this on this broadcast classroom. We need to do 102, 103, and so forth. James Todd, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing this information. And the United States is rustling its feathers at North Korea right now.
Glad to be here.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.